Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Attention.
Yes.
Yes.
Jason. Your password for the vault is coming up in about 10 minutes.
Oh, thank you.
Also, prime time to clear my throat right there. I needed to.
Okay.
And also, we were just talking about the weekend. Apparently, it was Chantel Jeffries who he was making out with, allegedly, from what Kid Nation's telling us.
And who is she?
She's the one that Justin Bieber used to date.
She was an now.
Yeah, Instagram model.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And now DJs, yeah. So really beautiful girl.
Absolutely not.
Not Bella.
Hadid.
And speaking of things from Coachella, before we get into Good News Tuesday,
yeah.
I just heard the end of the story about Justin Bieber yesterday. The whole time I was listening, I thought you guys were referring to part-time Justin. I was so proud of him all day long. Now I just heard you guys retell the story about Bieber, and I was a little sad. Love you, part-time Justin. I know you would do the same thing if it came down to it.
Yes, you can still be proud of part-time Justin.
Yeah. Speaking of being proud of part-time Justin, he did something that most of us would be incredibly afraid to do.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
We'll get into it. He got in front of an audience, Big Al Mac.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And showcased his talents.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's oh, no, or oh, yeah. We don't know yet.
Scary stuff.
We know Justin's a hilarious dude.
Yeah.
So this could have gone great. And sometimes they don't go so great. Mm-hmm. But we're proud of him regardless.
Either way,
we're proud of him. All right, let's launch into Good News Tuesday.
I need some good news, baby.
Give you some good news.
Give it to us.
It came out of the Boston Marathon yesterday.
Okay.
34-year-old Desiree Linden. She won the Boston Marathon yesterday. She's the first American to win the women's race in 33 years.
Wow.
Mm. Very cool.
And if you kept up with what the weather was like yesterday up north, it was cold. It was miserable.
Now, did you also hear, related to that story?
Yeah.
She won, but the girl that was like her closest competitor had to stop and use the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
And the girl that won, this, what's her name again?
Desiree.
Stopped and waited for her.
No!
Stopped.
Why?
Waited for this.
Sportsmanship.
Waited for her. Still beat her.
By 4 minutes.
But stopped and waited while she used the bathroom.
Well, then why didn't she just wait for her to catch up and they could cross together? I don't get the point of that.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm not a team player.
No,
I mean, the whole thing of running is you win by yourself.
You're supposed to win by yourself, but we don't know if they train together and they have a deep friendship.
Run marathons and they just use the bathroom while they're running.
That's right. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it was pouring down rain anyway.
Yeah, it'll wash off.
Oh my goodness.
Well, maybe it was.
I don't know.
What?
Number two.
Good News Tuesday, sorry.
They also do that, Al. Even if it's the number two, they go for it.
Oh.
What? Yes. Runners don't care. They go. You gotta win. You gotta go for it.
I haven't seen that.
I have.
Well,
or sometimes they can't even control it.
That was
a oopsie. Yeah. A whole new meaning to the word runners.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IN.
From the text, this morning, my husband accepted my challenge of 45 days of doing laundry. Last night was day one. Here's 44 more.
Of course he did.
Give him a little more tougher challenge.
What are you saying? You challenged him to 45 days?
I guess, baby. I guess somebody's going to have to do it. I got you, I guess.
All right.
45 days.
I'll tough through it.
Man, tough challenge.
Yeah.
Hi, Kristen. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Wonderful.
Doing wonderful. I hear you got some great news for us.
I do. Mm. So our house got flooded during Harvey back in August, and we are going to be officially done minus about one door this Saturday.
Yay, you!
That's awesome.
Yes. Awesome.
Oh,
yes, I'm so excited. We're finally done.
Man.
How's the neighborhood looking in general? Are people kind of getting their feet back on the ground?
Yeah, I mean, I would say we were one of the first people to move back in, but there is probably still about 50% of the neighborhood still out of a home.
Yeah.
We've seen it. We've seen when we visited Baton Rouge. Like, it was a year after the flood, I believe, a hurricane down there.
But the damage is done, man.
The damage is done, and homes were still in well,
some are unlivable, you know?
Yeah.
I'm glad yours is okay right now, Kristen. I'm glad you guys are able to get back in there.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Take care. All right. Good, good luck to you.
All right. Boogaloo, guys.
Boogaloo.
Wow. All right. That's old school.
Oh, so happy
that's
for her.
A long time listener right there.
Robbie Clark sent us a text and said, good news Tuesday. I'm finally a sworn deputy sheriff after a year of hard work and a lot of obstacles, and I just bought a brand new car for my birthday.
My man.
Awesome.
Way to go, buddy.
Love you all, fam. That's Officer Robbie Clark, sheriff.
There you go.
Deputy?
Deputy?
Deputy sheriff.
Well played, sir.
Yeah.
Hello, Amanda.
Oh, hello.
You have some great good news for us?
I said yes to the dress this Sunday.
Yay!
How many dresses did you have to look at before you finally settled on this one?
I've been engaged since April of 2016, and I've been looking at dresses online for 2 years. I would try on 3 dresses to know which one I wanted.
Wow. You had it narrowed down.
Yeah, you did.
I'm dying to know what your fiance did or said to make you to get you to stay engaged for over 2 years.
We've been together for 7 years. Okay. It was just a timing thing.
Okay. Well, all right.
Man.
When is the wedding date?
Yeah.
It's going to be September the 6th. It was going to be September the 9th, 9/9/18. But since we're eloping, it was a little cheaper to go with the 6th.
All right.
Yeah, you got to go with the cheaper.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're going to need that money when you get married.
Well, good luck. Congratulations.
Congratulations on getting your dress finally, Amanda. Said yes to the dress. Is that show still on? Say yes
to
the dress?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
They have a New York one and an Atlanta one, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
My wife stopped watching it after we got married. Like she was over it. I'm like, okay. Hi, Ryan.
I was watching it a lot before I got married. Yeah. That kind of.
Because you're in the mood to see all that. Hi, Ryan.
Good morning, friends. I love y'all.
Aww,
we love you.
Hey, okay, so I just got 13 consecutive hours of sleep, and I'm a 36-year-old mother of 2 kids. I took the wrong combination of allergy medicine last night.
Hey.
whatever it takes to get that sleep.
13 hours, though, that's
you have an
money.
Excuse. You have an excuse. Yeah. Mommy's on drugs.
It was great.
So what time did you go to sleep last night?
At 6. I missed Bible study. I missed dinner. I missed... My kids had a friend over. Thank God my husband got home about 6:30.
Yeah. Kids were probably like, Mom's asleep. Let's play Fortnite. Let's go for it. Forget the homework.
All right.
Thank you for the call, Ryan.
We
glad you got
you.
That 13 hours. Man, I would give anything to get 13.
I don't know that I've ever had 13 consecutive hours of sleep in my life.
I'm going to have to ask her for that combination if I could get down to it. What's up, Dominic?
What's up, buddy? Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
My man, what's up?
Doing awesome. What's your good news?
About 2 years ago, I don't remember the exact date, I was bit by a dog while I was working. And the lawsuit finally went through yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what I deserve there.
Yeah. All right, you're getting pretty...
Unwillingly bit by a dog, should I say.
Unwillingly bitten by a dog?
Unwillingly, yeah. He is sick.
It's legal speak, Al.
Legal
speak.
Is there a comma in your settlement?
It was a little 1900. I mean, not nearly what I thought it was worth, but...
Yeah, that's still good, though.
I'll take it.
And you're okay?
It's a victory.
Yeah.
I'm good. It was a little nip on the leg, but it was the negligence of the owner that really ticked me off there.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, bro.
Man. Mm.
Gotta wrangle them dogs.
Yeah. What do you do?
On here.
What do you do for work?
I was a cable guy doing cable installing.
So you're probably showing up, and then the dog.
I was going to say mailman.
Yeah. Same thing. They got to go in the yard and stuff.
Mail carriers always get chased out by the dog.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kaiser here. Hi, Kaiser.
What up?
What's up, man? What's your good news for us?
Okay, so recently I've been told that I'm going to get a chocolate lab.
Uh-huh.
And this Friday is the day that we're getting it.
All right.
Yay! What are you naming him?
I'm trying to convince my parents to name him Chewie because I'm a Star Wars fan, but we're probably deciding on Maverick.
Okay, Maverick's a good name, too.
Not bad. Yeah.
I do like Chewie.
Give us your best Chewie impersonation. Well done, Kaiser.
All right.
Well done.
Congrats on the dog, man.
Congrats on the chocolate lab. Those are the sweetest dogs.
Yeah, labs are
good
awesome.
Dogs.
Yeah. I got to start looking at what we're going to get. I'm thinking about big dog this time.
Okay.
Never mind.
Big
okay.
dog means big poop.
I know. Easier to spot, though.
Yeah, good point.
Easier to spot.
Yeah.
Because my little chihuahua poops, they sneak into the grass and then,
boom.
Don't find them.
You don't find them until you're barefoot walking around your backyard.
That's right, Big Al. Hi, Bailey.
Hi.
Hit us with that good news.
So, I recently just got my wristbands in for EDC Las Vegas, and it'll be my first festival, and it's for an early birthday present.
Oh.
EDC.
Yeah.
Electric Daisy Carnival.
Oh.
Got it.
I love what everyone wears to that.
Yeah.
Don't you do drugs.
No, I won't. I promise.
I see those people at those Daisy festivals doing drugs. Don't you do that.
Oh, they're crazy.
Yeah. Stay away from crazy.
That's right, Bailey. Wink, wink.
No.
Right?
I trust Bailey. She's telling the truth. Bailey doesn't do that.
No, she doesn't. It's just a festival. You want to go out there and dance?
I went to a festival and I didn't do drugs, JC.
Oh, my gosh.
And I did not have fun.
And it was kind of a fun festival.
What about the other 99% of people that were there?
Drug addicts.
I don't think they're drug addicts. I don't think they're just having fun out there.
Addicted.
Now, Jeff sent us a text, but...
All right, Jeff.
We had to call him. So we got Jeff on the phone right now. What's going on, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
You, buddy.
Dude, your Good News Tuesday is awesome. What happened to you?
Went to a store and I won $10,000 on a lottery ticket.
Uh-huh.
And the next morning, I went to cash it in and my wife sent me in the lottery office to buy her a ticket. And she won
$10,000. Oh, man. Wow.
Back to back, dude.
Are you gonna buy one? Are you gonna buy one today?
No.
Oh, he's so giddy. He can't stop.
Yeah.
He's got $20,000.
Keep going, bro.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm very lucky, very blessed.
You don't even have to give your wife half of yours because she got her own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was what we were gonna do, and then I didn't have to, but we're going on a cruise next month.
We
never had a honeymoon, so we're getting to go on a honeymoon finally.
Yeah, go all out, man. You guys got $20,000 back to back.
Free money.
Dang.
Never won.
I think I won $20 one time.
Never won.
But then you spend it to buy more tickets, and then you don't win anything.
Yeah.
That's a good news right there.
Yeah, it is.
Back. All right, speaking of money, we have to hook you up with this password so that you could win your own money from the banker. We call the game Beat the Bank. Your password to go inside the vault in about 10 minutes is little.
Little?
Little.
Okay.
We'll accept little, little, little.
Thank you, JC.
That is your password right there. Your chance to win up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank is happening next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hopefully you got your taxes in. Hopefully you're getting a nice return. Now, if you're not getting one and you have to write a check like Kelly did this year, maybe you could use some
budget. I got the money.
Yeah.
You could use a little extra cash with Beat the Bank. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-D-KID.
What caller number do we need, Jenna Owens?
21.
Caller number 21, you'll get to play. Make sure you have that password. We just gave it to you less than 10 minutes ago. You're going to need that to get inside the vault. And weather's been crazy around the country. I mean, we got a ton of snow in some parts.
Yep.
And there were some tornadoes happening. There's a woman on Facebook who posted a crazy video of her husband driving right into a tornado.
Oh, my.
They both saw it coming, but they were trying to drive past it. Unfortunately, they did not make it.
Oh, man.
The tornado ended up flipping their vehicle and the camper they were towing behind them. Luckily, they were not badly hurt, but
they did make it. They just didn't make it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they're safe, but it was a very scary situation, she did catch it on video.
Oh, my God. Bring it speed
watch
up.
Watch Circuit TV.
Get out of here. Oh, my God, babe, it's right on top of us.
Holy
moly.
Oh,
My!
Why did he keep drinking?
Because he's a freaking dude and he doesn't listen to his wife like we should.
Who's recording?
She's recording. And she's telling him, we're not going to make it. It's right there. And he's going, typical dude. Yeah, I got it. We made it.
Stop screaming. Oh, you're overreacting.
We made it. I don't need directions.
Wow.
I would have turned around so fast if I saw a tornado anywhere in front of me.
He was driving away from it. He was driving towards it.
To get around it? They call it a tornado for a reason?
But he wasn't the only one. She was videoing another car ahead of them. Yeah. They were all driving to it.
They thought they could make it around before it crossed the street.
I guess you just have to make a decision in that moment.
Yeah.
That meme when you tell them to stop and ask for directions.
Gosh.
So they're okay.
Oh my gosh.
But their car was flipped.
Well.
And then there was the tornado.
I'd be so mad at him.
If you lived through it, I'd be mad. I'd be mad at whoever was behind the wheel on that deal.
She's got the ultimate I told you so forever.
Man, she was taking care of business at the end. God forgive me of my sins. I love you all. This is it. She thought that was it.
Yeah.
She was so mad at him, and she still thought to say, I love you.
because you want that to be your last thing to say to someone.
She
probably bleeped out, I love you.
Grounds for divorce, ladies in the room. Kelly, you're married. If Alan would do that, is that grounds for divorce?
I wouldn't divorce him, but I would never let him forget it.
Yeah.
He'd want to divorce me.
What about you, Jenna? Is that grounds for you taking off?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Forgive the guy.
There was an interesting movie that kind of dealt with that, but he left them. Like, he left the wife and kids when there was an avalanche. You know, he ran out. And she just could never look at him the same after.
If you left me
in a crisis situation,
that's different. Then you're a wussy,
and I'm out. Yeah.
And that's not our only tornado story, because there was a tornado in North Carolina in a neighborhood on Sunday night, and a young dude ended up helping his sister and his nephew, but he had other things he was trying to take care of while this was going on.
I was sitting at home, and I was playing Fortnite. And all of a sudden, I just hear a bunch of noise, and I look out the window, and I start seeing the roof come off the houses in front of me. But then I sit back down, because I only got like a couple people left in my gang. I was just trying to finish the game. Then it just started getting worse, and then I start seeing the power lines come down. So I told my sister and my nephew to come to the bathroom so everything would be okay.
Hey, but
dude, the roof is coming off your house. Off of the house. I only got a couple people left. And
I'm about to win this game.
And listen,
I'm gonna tell you, death by Fortnite.
Right. Well, here's the thing. If I hadn't played this game before, I would call this guy an idiot. But being a Fortnite guy now,
you're in.
I get it.
You're not the sacrificial lamb anymore.
You understand that when you get to the final three, you have a chance to win, and getting those victories is like winning the Super Bowl.
Is it worth your life?
You know what? You should tweet him right now and tell him, mad props.
Mad props?
Mad props, dude.
I don't condone it, but I totally understand. He only had two dudes left in the game. Because you never know when you're going to get to that point again. He might just be an average player.
Oh, my goodness.
He went back in the bathroom. I wonder if he sat back down and let the sister and the nephew sit there. And I wonder if he won.
That's crazy.
The newscaster needs to ask those questions. Like, did you finish your game? Did you get that W?
Does he have to start over if he didn't?
Yeah, if you don't win, you got to start a brand new game with all the people.
How annoying.
Really? It is, yeah.
You don't get to just go back to that level you were on?
No, there's no levels because it's a battle royale.
Why can't you pause?
You can't because life's moving on.
Where do you pee?
You got to take your headset in there and tell your boys to, get my back.
No.
Yeah. Make sure you guys get my back. I'm taking a break right now. And hopefully nobody finds you while you do that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. At least that's what I've been doing.
It's just, there's going to be Fortnite rehab coming up.
Yeah, for sure.
It's time.
What?
There is rehab for game.
Game addiction is a real deal.
Yeah, of course.
And real quick.
It's time for Tidbit News.
This is when we give you the news, but just a little tidbit of it.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, we ain't got time to read the whole thing.
Yeah.
A guy in Florida wanted to prove that he hadn't caused a car accident a few weeks ago. You know, the cops were telling me, dude, this was you. So, he gave the cops footage from his dashboard camera. And you know what? It did clear him from the accident.
Okay.
But unfortunately, it also showed him robbing a beauty supply store.
Wait, what?
So, now he's facing burglary charges.
Wait, what?
Yeah. but I didn't hit the car. Yeah.
The last three stories you've done have told showed how dumb guys are.
One of my favorite websites is a guy in Florida. You just type that in and you're going to get
a guy in Florida.
Yeah, you're going to get a bunch of cool stuff.
All right.
And then this other one, a guy escaped from prison in Oklahoma back in 1981.
Yeah.
Well played, sir. And he's
what are you congratulating him
because
for?
Because he'd been on the run for 37 years. To be
what
on the
was he
run
in for?
I'm not sure. Again, this
he's on the run for 37 years.
No, but I mean, what was he in for in the first place? And JC's giving him mad props.
Tidbit news, Kelly.
Yeah,
tidbit
news. Don't know.
But he got out. He's been on the run for 37 years. But unfortunately, he just got caught after his mother passed away. And his new fake name and location were in the obituaries.
Oh.
Yeah, mama had that.
Mama.
They put him in there.
Golly.
Yeah, so he back in prison.
I got one more.
You got one out? Go ahead, buddy.
I got one more for you. This is tidbit news. Airline cancels Mexico flights, tells flyers to find another way home. Dozens of have you seen this story, Kelly?
No.
I heard them talking about it yesterday.
So basically,
they refunded the price of the ticket, so their hands are clean. But now these people have to scramble to find new flights.
Right.
One-way ticket, last minute, imagine.
Because there's a blizzard in Minneapolis where Sun Country Airline is based, right?
Yeah.
And that's where the flight was going to, from Cabo.
And I've had wonderful experiences with Sun Country. That's why
too.
This is so disappointing to hear.
Right. I have, too. But they booked these flights during a special. Like, they had a special winter-based fare.
Uh-huh.
And so they're like, the winter-based fare is over now, and we got to get this plane back to wherever it is with nobody in it because this plane is booked to do other legs of other flights. So they left like 200 people stranded in Cabo in the airport with no way to, and sent them an email, you have to find your own way home.
Oh.
Isn't that awful?
That is awful.
I mean,
and it makes me rethink. I mean, I've had wonderful experiences.
Sun Country Airline.
Yeah, when you've had like an airline cancel on you, don't they like struggle and try to get you on another flight?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
I'm nervous because I just bought my tickets for my vacation down there and it's Sun Country.
This is very bad for them.
This is really bad. I mean, you do whatever you can to get those 200 people home.
And you have enough struggles trying to get back into the country.
Yeah, man,
right?
I already got to do an interview every time. Oh, man.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
All right, let's do it.
All right, come on. Here we go.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang. I would think this crown would belong to a man. 40% of women can burp on command.
Oh, wow.
Beat the bang.
I'll have to study somewhere.
I know it's only 40%.
Because it's right here in my paper.
Yeah.
There's 42%.
Can you guys
women.
Burp on command in here?
Yeah, I can.
It's
not a big one.
Yeah, just a little one.
It's just like...
Whoa, Kelly.
It's not a big one, but I can
do
it.
That's a pretty decent one.
Impressive.
I would give you that right there.
Jenna?
I cannot do it.
You're in the
60%.
58%, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 58%. Not a bad place to be, but... Kelly, nice.
Mad props?
Mad props.
Thank you. I live for mad props. Yeah.
That's all we're living for now.
Yeah.
Now that I know the mad props are out there for
mad
us.
Mad props.
Yeah. I'm going to get a t-shirt that says mad props.
Mad props. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Mad props on getting in.
I don't know how it happened.
A little bit of luck, right? That's all we need in our day.
Oh, a lot of bit of luck. Now I hope I carry through.
What are you up to right now? You're at work?
I am sitting down in the parking lot.
Okay. What do you do?
I'm a fitness director.
Hey, what are you wearing?
Al.
You know, the leggings and all that jazz?
Yeah.
All
Al, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Oh, my bad.
Think of the climate of this country right now.
No, he's asking because he's trying to buy, he wants to buy a new workout.
He said it oogie.
What's a nice way to say it? Hey, what are you wearing,
Sam?
Don't
say it at all.
Is that better?
Yeah. I hope someone at some point responds, me too.
All right, Sam, well, before you get in there and get your workout on and do a bunch of fitness stuff, let's step up to the vault.
Hello.
Okay.
Please enter your password.
Little.
Password accepted.
Well done,
there
Sam.
There you go.
Little.
Yay.
Little.
Like the crop tops the girls wear at the gym. Now, Sam, here's how the game works. You gained access to the vault, which means you get to go head-to-head with the banker who's going to give you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. It depends on how gutsy you're feeling this morning because it can get all the way up to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money we'll stuff into your pocket, okay? But if that vault door closes, and you didn't say stop, you get nothing. Even if she says 1,000, you still got to say stop because the ball continues to roll, okay?
Okay.
All right, you got this, Sam.
Yeah.
You know the rules. Let's win you some money. Let's play Beat the Bank.
Sixty, one hundred forty, two hundred eighty, three hundred sixty, four hundred forty, four hundred sixty, five hundred eighty, six hundred thirty. 660, 810.
Well,
you got guts, girl.
I like that. It was rolling nicely.
Yeah.
It was on a good roll right there.
Yeah. $810.
What you going to do with that money, Sam?
I think I'm going
to
fly to Nashville, visit my sister.
Oh, nice.
All right, okay. Don't fly some country.
Yeah. Well, only to Cancun.
Yeah.
Be careful with that. Well, Sam, just for fun, you already got $810. Let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay.
Crash.
840.
Slam.
Might go all the way.
1,000.
Oh, that's so good. You got $810.
So much of it, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Way to go, Sam.
Well done, Sam. You have a wonderful day at work today, okay?
Have a great workout.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to recover.
Now, don't you dare try to go get her number back there.
What?
So creepy.
It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation? Give us a call. Big Al Mac thinks he can land a date with Sam, who just won $810. Does that make him crazy? We don't know. That's up to us. That's up to Kid Nation to decide.
Right.
But let us know about those things you've always done. You think they're normal. At least to you, they're normal. But your friends finally told you, nah, man.
That's great.
That is weird. You're driving through a yellow light and you close your eyes because you think nobody can see you then? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
And very dangerous. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. We'll take your calls at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
About 25 minutes away from your passport to go inside the vault again. It's going to be a new one. So if you remember the one that we gave away earlier
forget
that one.
Yeah, delete.
You don't need that one anymore. You'll need the new one. We also got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up with Kelly Raspberry. And we're an hour away from hearing the next big thing in comedy.
The next big thing in comedy?
Oh, yeah. Kevin Hart, move. Move out of the way, sir.
Really?
1 hour from now, you will hear Part-Time Justin's first ever stand-up routine.
Oh, boy.
All 5 minutes.
Oh.
All unedited.
Oh.
We said, White Cheddar was like, I was going to trim it down. I said, no. Why? We got to feel it. Yeah, we got to feel like we were there.
Where did this take place?
Scariest thing I can imagine doing.
He was outdoors.
Outdoors?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But he's been working hard on this.
Okay. So he wasn't on a stage. He was street performing?
I'm sure there was a stage, but he was outdoors. It was an outdoor venue.
Oh. Okay. Oh. Make your
I'm
own.
I'm excited. Justin's a hilarious guy. I think he is.
He's very funny.
He should have done well.
Have you ever done it?
A lot of funny people that are good at cocktail parties think they can get up and do 5-10 minutes on a comedy stage, and it doesn't always go well for them.
Oh, sometimes some would say you're crazy if you want to do that.
I've done it twice,
and I'll never do it again.
Right. I did it once because Kid Craddock used to think my knock-knock jokes were not funny. So I said, I bet you they are.
You wanted to prove him wrong?
So I went to open mic, and I did nothing but knock-knock jokes.
And?
First two, people laughed at. When I got to the third knock-knock joke, they're like, all right, dude, what are you doing? So it didn't go so well there.
It was good as an opener, but not for the meat.
Right, exactly.
Hours.
Yeah.
No,
right. And I was so nervous, even though they were knock-knock jokes. All right, Kid Nation, it's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We got a couple here from the text. By the way, it's the same phone number you used to call the show if you want to text us. John wrote us and said, I love dipping bananas in marinara sauce.
Oh.
Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a weird taste.
Well, food combinations. I mean,
You know, that's crazy, but someone had me try a pizza once that was pepperoni pizza.
Uh-huh.
It had banana on it. Isn't that weird?
Banana and pepperoni pizza?
How did it taste?
It was actually, it wasn't something that I would get all the time, but it was surprisingly good-ish.
Yeah. That's weird.
Hmm. I still prefer the regular pepperoni.
Yeah,
but
sure.
It was.
Without the banana.
It was not bad.
Yeah. Huh.
Interesting. It was sweet for me. I don't really like sweet pizza.
I like the pineapple and Canadian bacon. That's it. That's the only sweetness I'll accept.
So you like the fruit on it. Yeah, just that one. Fruit on the za is weird.
I might try the banana just on a little slice here.
All right.
From the text as well. I moved away from California, so every time I see a car with the California plates, I speed up to see if I know them. Does that make me crazy? You know what? I'm from California as well, and I've been out here for 12 years, and I still do that.
You speed up to the car?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm speeding up to because I think I'll know them. I speed up
just to wave
because I think they'll know that I'm from there too, and I want to wave at them.
Yeah,
it makes no sense.
I get really unusually happy when I see a South Carolina license plate. It's like, what are you doing over here?
Does it hurt your heart when they don't care? They couldn't care less that you're from there
Why are you smiling at me? I'm just trying to get down the interstate here.
I've done it before at a red light. Like, oh my gosh, you're from California too? Me too. Yeah. Window roll up.
Yeah. No, you can't have any money, weirdo.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just trying to make friends. I'm sorry. Doesn't work. Hi, Kira.
Hi.
How you doing? Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? It's a safe place where you can share and we tell you if you're crazy or not.
Okay. Does it make me crazy that I wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning just to mentally prepare to school?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you're putting on your mental armor.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
What are you thinking about? Like work or friends?
No, it's just usually when I wake up at like 6, which would be the normal time, I'm usually all grumpy. I don't really like being grumpy at school because like I like having fun with my friends and stuff. So I usually just wake up at 3 to just...
Get your mind right.
I think what you're doing is great because nobody wants to have a grumpy Kira at school, you know? And now you're getting rid of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That makes you an awesome person. What grade are you in?
I'm in ninth grade.
Ninth grade, okay.
Oh,
yeah, ninth grade's hard.
3 more years of doing this, huh, Kira?
Yeah.
You're going to be a morning person for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like that, too. But I had a reason. I was throwing newspapers.
Right.
I've been doing this for how many years, and I'm not a morning person.
No, Kelly's grumpy when she comes in here.
That doesn't mean
anything. Don't talk to Kelly. Let her get the grumpiness
one thing
out.
People say to us, like, you must get used to it.
Nope. Not one bit.
No.
But man, some days are better than others.
Kara, you should try morning radio when you get out of high school. I think you'll be great at it, all right?
That would be so fun.
It would be. Yeah, let's keep in touch, Kara.
Yep.
Since you're waking up at 3 a.m. anyways, might as well get paid for it.
Right.
Have a wonderful day at school today. Thank you for calling. Let's take Brittany here. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Let's find out if you're crazy or not, Brittany.
So anytime my fiancé goes out and drives for Uber, I will check his bank accounts, Facebook, emails, anything that he could be on while not driving, just to make sure he's alive. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
For so many reasons, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that really what it is? I ended up calling the police.
You called the police once? Why?
He didn't answer for 2 hours. I was trying to get in touch with him, and he left without telling me. So he should be helping before he goes.
What was the police response to that?
Well, after he called and I put him on speaker, the police officer just kind of laughed.
Yeah. He goes, I got a wife, too. Yeah.
Golly.
Brittany. Yeah, you're crazy.
You're crazy, babe. Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry to say it.
She just cares.
I think you already know that, though.
Yeah.
You knew before you called.
You know, if caring too much makes Brittany crazy, then she's just going to take that crazy. And everyone calls wanting to be crazy anyways.
Yeah.
So we'll just go ahead and award you that, Brittany. Congratulations. You are crazy. From the text, every time I'm home and I take a number 2, I weigh myself before and after. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
I think we've all done that.
We've all done it.
Yeah.
Oh, I swear on my dog's life, I've never done that.
Never?
I've never done it. I don't own a scale, but I've never weighed myself before and after going to the bathroom.
I don't think I have either.
I've never thought about it.
Even after number 1, you're like, wow, I just peed so much. I must have lost 2 pounds.
I thought people just said that. Like, I bet I lost some weight.
What's the most you've lost, Code?
Nothing. I never lose anything.
What about you, JC?
I lost a pound once.
Really?
Yeah.
Kelly doesn't poop, so.
Oh, yeah. When I do, you're like, I wonder if I lost weight.
Yeah.
No.
Never.
I said it was about a pound. It was a good weekend.
I just wish that all of that was just it's a non-event.
Right.
It's a huge event for me.
Kelly, it's huge.
We break out the party balloons.
Oh, symbols, everything.
Yes. Yeah, you did. Yay.
She has a horn section when she's walking to it.
Yes.
Yay.
Oh, yay.
Oh, yay.
Not
your royal gruntness has arrived.
Gruntness?
You got to grunt a little bit.
Oh, God.
What? Too far, huh?
Yes, yeah. That you took it too far.
Yeah, a little far.
Too far?
My little deepest
far.
Apologies.
A little far.
Sorry about that. That's my rapper name, Al. A little far. Elon? Elon?
Ellen?
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 Yes, yes, you.
I have over 20 animals. Does that make me crazy?
Yes. Crazy animal.
Okay,
person.
Tell us all.
How many animals? What kind of animals?
I have 8 dogs. I have 5 cats. 1 bird. 2 ferrets.
Ooh.
I have some geckos.
Oh, nice.
I have 3 rats.
Ooh.
And I have snakes.
Oh, see, you had
okay,
us.
What's your favorite's name out of all of them? What is it and what's its name?
Well, let's
hard.
See.
Okay. That was too hard.
This is very hard.
Yeah, you're asking Elon to make.
You don't have to make that decision.
You live on a farm?
No.
Oh, just a regular house, huh?
Where do you keep all the animals?
Well, we keep some of them in the garage, and we keep some of them outside.
Yeah. Safe way for no one to break into their house, because as soon as you break in and you see all those dogs and the snakes, you're like, nah, man.
Yeah, don't put guard dog on a house. Put guard snake.
And tarantula.
Guard snake.
Mm.
Seriously, we used to sell, like, stuffed snakes in my father's Western wear business.
Yeah.
Grown men would see them. These fake snakes. They have them coiled up and ready, and they're inside a glass case. Grown man would scream and run out of the store when they see a real snake, but dead and stuff.
Elon, how old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
9 years old. You might be the next crocodile hunter, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
You have a future with animals, I think. You have a wonderful day. You know what? You're crazy, but it's the cool crazy.
Cool crazy.
Yeah, you take that cool crazy, buddy. You have a wonderful day today. 20 animals. Can't tell you the
rats were food for the snake. Like, are they just temporary?
Probably so.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably domesticated rats.
Yeah, do you call them a pet at first?
No, you just got it. You can't attach
yourself.
You
can't
name them. No emotion, right?
Once you attach, you can't.
Them.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Try to sneak back there and get the phone number out?
I did not.
So she works in the fitness industry?
She does. I'm sure she's a very hot yoga instructor. I did not.
Jack, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, bud. How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the show, man. You were the right caller, which means you get your shot at up to $1,000. But before we do that, Jack, we want to get to know you. What are you up to right now?
I'm working, man. I'm a oil field hand.
You're out there in the oil field?
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Permian Basin?
Yes, sir.
In the Permian Basin?
Nope.
Okay.
Didn't answer, Big Al. That's how you get it, buddy.
All right.
Well, Jack, we want to hook you up with some money, but before we do that, we do have to step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Silver.
Password accepted.
All right, Jack.
Yay.
You can tell Jack's a man's man out there doing man things.
That's half the battle right there, knowing that password.
All right, Jack. You gained access to the bank vault. And here is Kelly Raspberry to tell you how we play the game.
Yeah, we're going to put you in the vault with the banker, who is kind of surly. Yeah. But he'll be hollering out dollar amounts at you. And when you feel he's gone as high as he's going to go, you got to yell stop. Or if that bank vault closes, you're going to be left with nothing. Now, if it goes all the way up to $1,000, you still have to yell stop because the bank vault is still going to close, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You know how it works.
We don't want that to happen, Jack.
No,
we want you to score some money, man. Well, make it rain. Yeah. All right, Jack, let's go inside the vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank!
$110 $180 $240 $290
350. 390. 420. 460. 470.
Jack.
Oh.
Never let go, Jack.
No, that's good, man. That's okay.
Oh, man. We love you, Jack.
I hear the disappointment. Yeah, I hear the disappointment in your voice.
No, nah, we're good.
Right. Would you like to go out with Jenna as a consolation prize?
Yeah, that'll be good.
All right, we'll set you up, Jack. You hold on for us, man. We got all you all right, set Jack. Up. We got you a real man, Jenna, right there, Jack. Never let go, Jack. That's how Beat the Bank works, though, Kid Nation.
Never know, man.
And if you didn't get your shot at Beat the Bank today, we're going to play again tomorrow. We'll hook you up with those passwords at 710 and 810 Central.
Al, you want to...
Darn it.
We're going to have a conversation after this break, okay?
What?
What? Yeah, they got like a very nice guy.
Don't get to auction me off.
No, I didn't auction.
No, it's for free.
No money in
no money involved. It was a nice consolation. You go out and, you know.
What if I have some things going on?
Yeah, no. There's 7 days in the week.
What have you got going on?
Oh. Hey, all right. We got something really fun for you coming up next because part-time Justin has been working hard at his craft.
Oh, I'm nervous.
This is tough, man.
Stand-up comedy craft. And he finally did his first show. Did a 5-minute set.
He did.
He put it together all on his own.
Good for him.
All right.
And we're going to give it to you in its entirety.
I'm going
to
get a snack and kick back.
Coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This time tomorrow morning, you'll get to hear our interview with Janelle Monae.
Yeah.
She stopped by actually after the show, and we're going to get to... let you listen to that interview tomorrow morning at this time. She's a big deal. She does the movies. She's a great singer.
Very, very big deal. And very smart.
Very smart. Going to be a little intimidating, I think.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what she's wearing. She's always just impeccable.
Great style. Great style.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give you a second here to get to Kid TV because what you're about to listen to comes with video. And sometimes the video helps. So if you can, if you're at the office or you're at home, Kid TV is where you go. So you can watch our boy, part-time Justin, perform stand-up comedy for the first time ever.
Yes, I'm so nervous about it, too. Oh, my gosh.
Still just thinking
yes.
That.
Oh, my God. Just
are you more nervous now for everyone, like millions of people?
Yeah, I wasn't even... I thought I was over it. You know, I went up there, did it on my little stage.
Did you go up?
No, I didn't. No, but I did get that anxiety. Adrenaline rush as soon as I went on.
Heartburn, diarrhea.
Stand-up is kind of like... You reminded me of something. Stand-up is kind of like being seasick. Like, when you're on the boat, you're sick, but even when you get off, you still feel it
queasy
after that.
Yeah, and definitely.
Oh, Lord. I didn't envy you on this.
Are you having PTSD?
Are you going to puke right now?
Maybe. You know, and I was fine doing it in front of 60 people, but now everybody's going to listen.
All of Kid Nation is listening, right?
47 people.
And it's heavy on me because I love stand-up so much. Like, I've wanted to do it forever. I've looked up to the greats. Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Comedy Def Jam, Lavelle Crawford, Adele Givings. You know, these amazing...
names I've never even heard of.
I know.
Yeah.
And then... oh, and Chelsea Handler, I'm wearing her shirt right now. Yeah. I love...
So did you practice your routine? Because it's all about the practicing a ton to make it look effortless.
I did, and I would practice it in front of my friends whenever it would be conversation.
Okay.
So I would throw it in there, make it casual, and they would laugh. They'd be like, huh. But it's different. It's different. Yeah, well, it was just more of like, they know who I am. But stand-up, you can't practice it in front of two people. The only way to practice it is in front of a stage, in front of a group of people, and then you edit it and you do it over again.
And if you watch or you listen to any professional comedian, they will tell you, bombing is gonna happen.
It is. It's inevitable.
Okay. Yeah. You're gonna bomb at some point during your career. Most of them say, I bombed my first time. Because your jokes just don't hit the same way you expected them to hit for some reason. And it depends on the venue as well. Now, I know your venue was outside. Did this get in the way of your act, do you think?
No.
You think that was good?
Yeah, no. And it was great, too. It was a great community because it was everyone who loves stand-up. They're all showing up, too, bringing their journals and their pieces. So it was a great support group of comedians.
But it was outdoor.
Yeah, it was at a bar. So I was at a bar that had like a restaurant inside and an outside patio. Okay. Yeah, a patio. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
If you were to do comedy, would you want to do it indoor or outdoor, Jen? I want to do inside where it's dark and I can't see the people.
Yeah, I want to do inside because I'd look out there and people are like swatting mosquitoes. And
yeah.
More distractions.
Yeah. That's why they do it like that. So there's no distraction.
Right.
I want you to be focused on that guy, that one guy on that stage.
Dark, quiet.
Or girl.
All right, well, we gave you plenty of time to get to Kid TV, Kid Nation.
No.
Oh, part-time Justin, are you ready for your national radio debut?
Yes, let's go.
There we go. Part-time Justin's first ever stand-up.
And I am looking good. I'm single, everybody.
Routine. Okay, buddy.
Is Michael Justin here?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. All right. Never seen Michael Justin before, so everybody, put your hands together. Welcome him.
Michael Justin. I'm 50% Latino, 50% white, and 100% gay. Hey! And just like a gay horse, I also say, hey! I'm also a Pisces, so I like to start with every sentence with, I feel. Like, I'm feeling very lonely because I'm single and ready to mingle. Anyone single out here? Raise your hand. I see a lot of swipe rights. I see a lot of swipe rights. Dating, you know, it's a little hard because I've never had a boyfriend in my life. And, you know, we live in this great world where we have apps and we can all swipe left, swipe right. I mean, there's even this gay app called Grindr, which is like basically like Walmart, but for just... Like, you could just, you know, you could just find whatever you want off the shelf. It's great. But the thing is, though, with these dating apps, it's so hard to talk to people now because we are only used to talking to people through a computer, not in person. Like, remember the good old days whenever people would see each other and someone was hot? And like, hey, what's up, sugar... Can I buy you a drink? You know, we don't do that anymore. It's more of a, hey, you're kind of cute on the app. And then you want them to get you a drink. You really want them to buy you a drink. But all they ask is, how's your day? Yeah. Also, it's great to read a bio. That's really important about a dating profile. You know, a good sense of humor. Like, one of my favorite ones I've come across is, I'm like... goldfish on the snap that smiles back. That's gonna be a swipe right, you know. Another swipe right would be what did the nut say to the other nut? I'm a cashew. You know, start off with a joke, you know. It took me a while to come out to my parents. I was in college whenever I came out. But I think the reason why it took me so long to come out because I was so busy in the closet playing dress up. That's what I was doing. I remember whenever I was little and I wore my mom's first pair of heels. That was the first time I ever wore heels. Ooh, man, I loved it. I put my feet in them and I was doing my Naomi Campbell. I was, yes, it's the sleigh. Yes, get them click clacks. They were so great. Whenever I was little, I was like 2 years old. And my parents didn't know that I was wearing high heels until it was time to go back to school shopping. And my parents decided to go all out and take me to Kmart. My dad saw these great Adidas shoes. He's like, yeah, these are great. But whenever I was little, I watched Wizard of Oz. And I don't know about you, but whenever I was little, Wizard of Oz was the man. Like, those ruby red slippers, you could do anything. And that movie's so quotable, too. No place like home. Follow the yellow brick road. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And, the great one, where it's the witch, where she's like, I'm melting! I know. So, again, I love this movie. It's a great movie. And so, I wanted the ruby red slippers. So... my dad's reaching for these Adidas shoes, and I see some ruby red slippers. Oh, my gay God, I freaked out. My dad's like, hey, Justin, I got you these shoes. And here I am wearing the click-clacks, ruby red slippers. I'm like, no, I got it. Yes, lay, come on, me little two-year, like four-year-old, wearing these shoes. And you, when your dad realizes some for the very first time, too, this is, you know, not realizing who I am at the beginning, but... his face was just like... he realized it. He his whole everything just realizing that I was gonna be here. You know, this is who I am now. Crazy. But thank you guys very much. I enjoyed it. This is my first time doing stand up. Thank you.
So generous. Such a nice audience.
So, yeah, I know. They were so sweet and supportive.
I mean, you have to. I mean, that was good.
You know what? For your
honey, I didn't do it. But you know, you go back and you study that, like, and see, okay, this worked, this didn't. What should I have done? That's all it is.
That's the only way to get better.
You've got something to work with.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, for your first time, that was nothing to be ashamed of.
You were confident up there.
You had your stuff memorized.
Which was good.
And that's really good.
I mean, it wasn't memorized. I left my notes.
Well,
it sounded like
you played it off
when we're
well.
Around the office, you've done that stuff about swiping right and left on bios before, but you didn't give any examples of swipe notes. That
yes,
would be good.
I know.
Did you skip over that because you got nervous?
Yeah, I sure did.
Yeah, that would
sure
have been
did.
Good. So then you go back and add that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you have something to work with.
Thank you. You guys are so sweet. And
that was good, man. That was
yes.
Good.
I need to work on my landing. You know, I get a good run and I just don't know how to stick it.
It's all in the punchline.
It is.
You just have to practice it.
And the delivery. Yes, definitely. Right. But I mean, I did it.
It felt great.
It's something I can take off my bucket list.
There you go.
And I want to do it again. I'm so excited. I can't wait to go next week and do it again.
You're doing another one.
Whoa, next week you're doing it again.
That's going to be my hobby, my part-time hobby.
Same place?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they meet once a week.
Okay.
Same routine.
Yeah, you got to hone that routine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to hone that one.
Same routine, different landing, different lighting.
Take out the jokes that bombed and rework it. Or
which joke would you take out completely? Looking back at it,
they
you finally get to listen.
So good. It's so hard.
So confidence, it's good.
I just need to perfect it. I don't know if I want to take it out. I just need to rewrite it.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's what
Maybe
they
so.
Say.
Maybe so.
Mm-hmm. Because you find it funny, you just got to find a way to make it funny for everybody else, right?
Definitely. And then it's also like, what stories do you want to share? Is there something... Is there a thing about being too personal?
Well,
no.
If you share things that everybody's going through, like online dating and the frustration, you're finding a common ground there. They already relate. They're already there with you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And about some of the loser dates you've been on, you can make those really funny.
I think you should take the dating farther.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go a little further. Yeah,
and
definitely.
The bios, the dating bios, and what you see on people's profiles, some of the pictures and stuff, you're like, if you can, because people can all relate to that. That's what it is.
Sure.
That's what it is.
Gay or straight, people relate to online dating.
Embarrassing things that you've gone through that you know are relatable and everybody else can go, yes.
Okay, got you. Definitely. Maybe talk about like,
yeah,
I don't know, something that's in it, you know, maybe.
Uh-huh.
You know, I get
I think
you.
Some ums are good.
Some, yes. Okay, I'm already working on some stuff right now.
Okay.
Right.
So you're going to do it next week?
Yeah, I need a pen. Okay, well, yeah, we got it down.
All right. What is your goal to get your set up to? 10 minutes? 15-minute set?
I would love to be able to do an hour.
An hour?
Ooh, yeah.
Wow, you want a headline.
Ooh, that's of course, yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah, ooh. Go big or go home.
I like that.
But you got to start off slow. So it's going to be five minutes.
I haven't taken improv classes. Have you taken stand-up classes?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, they offer those.
Yes, they definitely do.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that was without stand-up class?
That's
better.
That was off the cuff, off the fly. And I think we got a support group, too, because Trey wants to do stand-up.
I'm terrified. It's the only thing I've ever wanted to do in my life.
Yeah.
And, it scares me.
It's the only thing you've ever wanted to do?
Yep.
Why aren't you out there doing it?
Oh, because I'll make a fool of myself. Yeah.
I get it.
You got to start.
You guys have seen me make jokes. I'm not funny.
No, you're pretty funny.
You have a sarcastic point of view
that
a lot of people would find very funny. You just need how to figure out to deliver that in a joke.
Trey, you have the perfect comedian personality.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You really do.
It's going to be tough to follow Justin. Justin getting up there, standing up. Great work, Justin.
Thank you.
That could be like bro dates. Y'all can go to stand-up class
together. And I've been wanting to date Trey for the longest time since I've been here.
See, there you go.
I've been trying to take you out, girl.
All right, but you got to buy drinks.
Oh, I got you.
You have money?
Yeah.
Justin has never bought a drink for anyone.
Right.
He hasn't bought a drink for himself.
You guys can drink for free if you're performing, I bet.
Do you?
No, I think that's how they get their business at this bar.
If you're a performer.
And it might be a discounted drink, but, you know, still.
They might give you one or two. Yeah, maybe
what
are
you talking about those comedy shows? They let those performers drink.
Yeah, that's the worst thing you could do is get sloshed and then try to go in there.
Oh, I've seen some specials where they said... there was a comedian that got drunk, a comedian that got high, and then the comedian that stayed straight. The drunk one was probably the funniest, in my opinion.
Yeah, but that's not always guaranteed.
And it's probably somebody that knows what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could watch, you hate this guy. I watched George Lopez do shot after shot after shot.
And he goes out there and crushes it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes you need a shot to loosen you up just a little bit.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe,
you know, yeah, yeah. You get up there, all that pressure, just a quick drink will just loosen you up.
Well,
have you going?
Congratulations on taking that first step, Justin.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
We're proud of you,
so
buddy.
I'm so happy I got to share it with you guys.
Hopefully
thank
that's
you.
The first of many shows that you're going to be doing here in the future.
Let's hope so.
Onward and upward.
And Trey, you better record when you do yours, sir.
Oh, most definitely.
Trembling Trey, yep.
Trembling Trey will be making an appearance.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.